Let's read together 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 32 through 53. Now in the second half of the chapter, we have the anointing of Solomon as king over all Israel, thus thwarting the plans of Adonijah to become king. Let's begin by reading verses 32 through 49. And King David said, "Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada." So they came before the king. The king also said to them, "Take with you the servants of your lord, and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule, and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel, and blow the horn, and say, 'Long live King Solomon!' Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah." Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, "Amen. May the Lord God of my lord the king say so too. As the Lord has been with my lord the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David." So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Kerethites, and the Pelethites went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule and took him to Gihon. Then Zadok the priest took a horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the horn, and all the people said, "Long live King Solomon!" And all the people went up after him. And the people played the flutes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth seemed to split with their sound. Now Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they finished eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the horn, he said, "Why is the city in such a noisy uproar?" While he was still speaking, there came Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest. And Adonijah said to him, "Come in, for you are a prominent man, and bring good news." Then Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, "No, our lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they have made him ride on the king's mule." So Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king at Gihon, and they have gone up from there rejoicing, so that the city is in an uproar. This is the noise that you have heard. Also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants have gone to bless our lord King David, saying, "May God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and may he make his throne greater than your throne." Then the king bowed himself on the bed. Also the king said thus, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day while my eyes see it." So all the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid and arose, and each one went his way. Let's consider a few background notes for the second half of 1 Kings chapter 1. We saw in the first half of this chapter the plot of Adonijah, one of the sons of David, to take over the throne of Israel when David died. Adonijah even went as far as conducting sacrifices and holding a feast of celebration at a spring called Enrogel, southeast of Jerusalem. A number of royal servants, including Joab, jumped on Adonijah's bandwagon, thinking that Adonijah would surely be the next king of Israel. Meanwhile, Adonijah's evil plans had been revealed to David by Nathan the prophet and Bathsheba, David's wife and mother of Solomon. David moved quickly and outmaneuvered Adonijah by having Solomon anointed king. David directed Nathan the prophet and Zadok the priest and Benaiah the military commander to carry out the anointing of the new king. These men had all remained faithful to David. So at David's direction, they placed Solomon on David's own mule, a sure sign of the king's approval, and paraded him down to the Gihon Spring, which was on the east side of Jerusalem, and only about a half mile away from the Enrogel Spring, where Adonijah was feasting and celebrating. All the people faithful to David, along with the Kerethites and the Pelethites, special elite military servants under the direction of Benaiah, they all joined the procession down to the Gihon Spring. There they blew the royal trumpet and anointed Solomon as the new king of Israel. Verses 39 and 40 once again. Then Zadok the priest took a horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. The tabernacle or sacred tent here was the temporary shelter that David erected in Jerusalem for the Ark of the Covenant. The regular tabernacle was still at Gibeon. And they blew the horn, and all the people said, "Long live King Solomon!" And all the people went up after him. And the people played the flutes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth seemed to split with their sound. Not only was Solomon anointed, they then took him back up the hill to the royal palace and placed him on the throne of David. He was actually sitting on the royal throne before Adonijah had finished his own celebration. When Adonijah and his cohorts realized what was going on, they were scared. I love verse 49. So all the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid and arose, and each one went his way. They all melted into the background, leaving Adonijah alone. Now he was really scared and knew that his only chance of survival was mercy from King Solomon. Well, so much for our background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. So doctrinal point number one, Solomon is a picture of Christ as the rightful king. Solomon is a picture of Christ as the rightful king. You know, it's often been pointed out that both King David and King Solomon are pictures or types of Christ as king. Now, do you know the definition of a type? A type is an Old Testament person, place, event, or other item which illustrates New Testament truth. Both David and Solomon are pictures or types of Christ as the rightful king. Remember how Samuel anointed David as the rightful king. It then became the responsibility of the people to recognize David as God's appointed king. Now here again, in the case of Solomon, Solomon is the rightful king. Adonijah was not David's choice, and he was not God's choice. Solomon was God's choice. You know, this is emphasized in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, where David recounts to Solomon how God had revealed to him that Solomon was God's choice. I'm reading 1 Chronicles 22, verses 6 through 10. Then David called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever.'" 1 Chronicles 22, 6 through 10. So Solomon was the rightful king. He was not only David's choice, he was God's choice. Now it was up to the people to recognize Solomon as the rightful king. You know, there's a great lesson here for us. Since Solomon is a picture of Christ as the rightful king, and it was the responsibility of the people to recognize Solomon as the rightful king, it is our responsibility to recognize Christ as the rightful king. Let me ask you, do you recognize the Lord Jesus Christ as the rightful king? He is the Messiah, the anointed one, chosen by God. Is he your king? It is your responsibility to recognize Christ as the rightful king. It is not an option. In Acts chapter 17, Paul said to the people of Athens, "God commands all men everywhere to repent." Acts 17, verse 30. Notice, this was not an invitation to accept or reject. It was a command to obey or disobey. Have you obeyed? Is Christ your king? Or is some Adonijah stealing your affections and allegiance? Adonijah could represent any person or anything that is taking the place of Christ as the rightful king in your life. So Solomon is a picture of Christ as the rightful king. Doctrinal point number two, Solomon is a picture of Christ as the righteous judge. Solomon is a picture of Christ as the righteous judge. Verses 50 through 53. Now Adonijah was afraid of Solomon, so he arose and went and took hold of the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, "Indeed, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon. For look, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not put his servant to death with a sword. Then Solomon said, if he proves himself a worthy man, not one hair of him shall fall to the earth. But if wickedness is found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent them to bring him down from the altar. And he came and fell down before King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, go to your house. When Adonijah realized that his conspiracy had failed, he fled to the brazen altar where the priests conducted sacrifices to the Lord. The horns of the altar were the corner posts of the altar, and to grab the horns of the altar was an acknowledgement of guilt and a cry for mercy. We read in Exodus 21, verse 14, but if a man acts with premeditation against his neighbor to kill him by treachery, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. In other words, if a person was guilty of premeditated murder, the righteous judgment meant the death penalty, even if a person had fled to the horns of the altar. Solomon as king certainly had the right to put to death all those who had conspired against David to take the throne without his blessing. And we will see in the next chapter that Solomon does execute some in righteous judgment. But at this point, he shows mercy. Rather than execute the traitor Adonijah, he orders him to be taken from the altar and sent home in mercy and protection and a chance to prove himself worthy by submitting to the king. What a great picture we have here of Christ as the righteous judge. We all deserve to die because of our sin against God, but we have been shown mercy and given a chance to bow the knee and to submit to the king, the righteous judge. Have you submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful king and righteous judge? If so, you receive mercy. If not, judgment awaits you in the future. I trust everyone here today has bowed the knee and submitted to Christ, the only king and righteous judge. Solomon is a picture of Christ as the righteous judge. Now, what about practical application? Do you discern what is really good news? Do you discern what is really good news? In verses 42 and 43, we read that Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, brought the news to Adonijah that Solomon was the new king. Verses 42 and 43 once again. And Adonijah said to Jonathan, come in, for you are a prominent man, and bring good news. Then Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, no, our Lord King David has made Solomon king. To Adonijah and his crowd, it was bad news, but it was really good news, although they did not discern it. Solomon was God's choice, and Solomon became one of the great kings of Israel. Do you see the lesson? Do you discern what is really good news? If prayer was allowed back into the classrooms of this country, some people would say this was bad news, but it's really good news. If abortion were to be banned in this country, some people would say this was bad news, but it's really good news. The life of unborn humans, made in the image of God, would no longer be destroyed. Do you discern what is really good news?